This is episode 2070 of the Who Cares News for Monday, October 11th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Over the weekend, of course, we had No Time to Die, the last Bond for Daniel Craig, as he bids farewell, adieu, and it underperformed, only did about $56 million in the United States. Yeah, they thought it was going to do at least $60 million. It did pretty well
overseas.
Okay, 56,
60, that's not a...
Yeah, but it's in COVID times, it is every million dollars counts, so there you go.
Yeah.
Also a movie that has not been released on demand,
right,
only in theaters. So anyway, there you go.
Everybody raved about it. I bet it's fantastic.
Everybody raved about it, so we just wanted to point that out, and maybe you'll get a chance to go see it.
He was on James Corden, him and the guy who played the villain.
Yeah.
And so the guy who played the villain, so James is like...
That would be Rami Malek, but that's okay.
Sorry. So James is like, they call you, and what do you say? He goes, hey, you just say yes.
Yeah, right.
And so there is Daniel Craig. We all know how he feels about
sure.
it.
Sure.
But he gushed about how, you know, it was a pivotal thing that he did and blah, blah, blah. And it was iconic. Blah, of course, I would do it. And we all know.
Yeah, but Daniel Craig put on the happy face. You know, he's hoping that everybody forgot how bitchy he was 3 years ago.
Well, if he was just bitchy about it, it'd be one thing. But he carried the bitchy cross,
he did.
Man.
Hey, it's time for the Who Cares News. Big doings over the weekend, huh, Morgan? What happened?
Oh, yeah, big doings, big doings.
What happened?
Oh, Kimmy came out in hot pink for her SNL
what
hosting
did
debut.
She? Oh, my God. That was obviously a Kanye thing.
And
anyway.
She boldly cracking jokes about how she's a Kim, not a Karen, referencing her infamous sex tape and declaring that her first black person that she knew was O.J. Simpson.
I believe that. I do believe that.
I'm surprised to see me here, too. I haven't had a movie premiere in a really long time. I mean, actually, I only had the one movie come out, and no one told me it was premiering. It must have slid my mom's mind.
No, yeah.
Thanks, Kim.
Thanks, Kim.
That was hilarious.
You know, I mean, they wrote for her. These weren't her lines, but I think she delivered them okay. And
well, everything
you know,
she said was definitely scripted, but she was a good sport and she played along.
Oh yeah, and I'm pretty sure the rest of the family probably had to, except Kanye. She kind of made fun of him.
She also made it clear that she's more than just a pretty face.
Yep.
And good hair and great makeup and amazing boobs and a perfect butt. I don't know that I'd go so far on the perfect butt thing.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I guess it's a matter of personal taste.
Yeah. I mean, they took a side shot.
Yeah.
I should call it a side wide.
Yeah.
Because it was kind of wide.
They didn't do a back shot.
Well, that would have been jumbo wide.
That would have been,
I don't know. The front was wide enough. I mean, you know,
well,
really.
Yes.
The thighs was like, wow. Wow.
Well, you do the tiny little waist.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you have the big old butt.
Yeah.
And the thigh gap you could drive a car between. I'm so much more than that reference photo. My sister showed their plastic surgeon.
Hats off, Kim. You did okay. I thought she was going to do worse, but she did okay.
She did okay.
Yeah.
She played along in most of the sketches I think she was in.
Oh, yeah, of course she did.
I mean, she was in just about all of them.
Right.
Mominger and Chloe also showed up in a couple as well.
Yeah.
Which were pretty funny. Yeah. Kanye was in the audience.
Yes.
And sources say she was watching him throughout the monologue.
I think she was watching him for security, you know, in case he was going to storm the stage on live TV. I think that's what she's
probably
more worried about.
So.
Like Kanye, she got a good jab in about him too. Check it out. The SNL stuff is all up on YouTube, worth watching.
Tom Cruise. I never see Tom Cruise much in the Who Cares News these days. Well, and one thing I certainly don't see is his kids.
No, you're never going to see his kids anywhere because Tom Cruise doesn't see his kids.
Well, he does see Connor and I don't know what the daughter's name is. I don't know.
Oh, these from the ones he had with
the ones
with
he adopted with Nicole Kidman.
Okay, all right.
That she'll never see again.
She'll never see him again.
Yeah, he'll make sure
because they're Scientologists. Yeah.
So Tom Cruise and his son Connor,
They were in attendance at Oracle Park in San Francisco Saturday night.
Oh.
Watch the Giants take on the Dodgers in game two.
Okay.
Go Dodgers. Yes. That one we liked.
Yeah, yeah. We liked game two. We won 9-2.
We weren't happy with game one.
No, game one looked weird.
So there was a National League Division Series.
Uh-huh.
You know what? I haven't seen Steve Perry yet, though.
You're not gonna, because you're not seeing the San Francisco Giants broadcast, the local broadcast in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. You're seeing a network broadcast.
Well, that's true. But usually they show him.
Yeah.
Don't stop. Believe
Did you see this picture of Tom Cruise at the ballpark? Looking a little puffy, is he not?
Oh, my goodness.
It's like, what did he do to his face?
It's like, does he have,
it looks like he's on prednisone or something, doesn't it? It looks like he's on some sort of steroids or something.
That's not prednisone face. He just looks like he's...
There's that Botox face, and it's just, man. It's
filled out fluffy a little bit.
When I first saw this picture online, I'm like, this doesn't look like Tom Cruise.
It doesn't really look like him, does it?
No, it doesn't.
But if you look close, it's like,
that's why I thought for sure when I first heard the story, I thought, no, it's not Tom Cruise. It's a doppelganger. It's not Tom. It's his fat doppelganger. But no, Tom's fluffy in the face. He's fluffy. There you go. Fluffy's the word for it.
Anyway, so fans noticed the famous face in their midst, and Cruise rolled with the attention.
Of course he did.
He was chatting and fist bumping, and he was posing for pictures.
That big smile, flashing that smile, flashing that smile.
Flashing that danger zone smile. Now, when his face popped up on the Jumbotron mid-game, there was some quick-thinking staff, and they started blaring danger zone throughout the stadium as the Top Gun star grinned and waved at the crowd.
Aww.
Now, he declined to identify which team he was there to
root for. That's smart.
He said only, I'm a fan of baseball.
He's a fan of baseball, and he's a fan of Botox, apparently. So I'm just...
Or cheese.
Man, that is one
puppy. Just is such a weird picture of him.
Yeah, I know. It's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very strange. Anyway, there you go. And you know who didn't look puffy in her pictures on Instagram this morning? Halle Berry. In fact, she posted what she called a Sunday dump. And one of them is her sitting on the edge of the bed in nothing but her underwear and a hat that Van took of her.
And it's like...
Because
why do people
I think
want to
she
pose
wants
with no clothes
this
on?
Kind of attention. I think it's a thing. It's a thing. So we look at her.
Her and Britney and the Kardashians and so many others.
Just yes,
wanna,
please.
Just want to be Nick.
Yes, please. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day. And
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.